بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, last week we spoke about the two roads or paths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this dunya for us to reach the akhirah. Either the person is taking the path of haqq and khair and good, or the person opts for taking the path of evil. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We gave various verses. وَهَذِينَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Allah has guided us or showed us two paths. It is left to us which path we are going to adopt. Of course, Allah wishes that we take the path of khair and iman. So today, inshallah, we will be discussing a very beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enable us, after we have taken this path of righteousness, of iman, tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam, deen, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah's mercy upon us, Allah's grace upon us, Allah guided us. May Allah keep us on this path of haqq and hidayat. When a person is traveling on this path, as I mentioned previously so many times, you will find obstacles. There will be some potholes on this road. Various type of challenges, difficulties a person will go through. What is required is for us to correct, rectify, reform, better, improve our journey on this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have taken that path, and this path will lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But most of the times, or many times, we find that we slumber, we fault, we become lazy, and our life requires much reformation. Therefore, in a hadith reported by Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the following dua: Allahumma aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismatu amri wa aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها معادي وجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير وجعل لي موت وجعل لي موتا حياة وجعل لي موتا من كل شر وجعل لي موتا من كل شر. May Allah give me موت, protect me from every شر. So the hadith is, Allah is talking about, Rasulullah is talking about, وجعل لي راحة وَجَعَلْ لِي مَوْتًا رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. وَجَعَلْ لِي مَوْتًا, may Allah give me موت, رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. So in this dua we are talking about, you see the words recurring, Allahumma aslih li, Allahumma aslih li, Allahumma aslih li. Oh Allah, make islah, rectify, better, improve for me. Aslih li deeni. The very first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose is deen. Why? Ulama explained, this is the primary objective of our life. The deen must become correct in our life. They have said, man fasada deenuhu, fasadat dunyahu wa akhiratuhu. That person whose deen becomes corrupt, if the deen is not good, not correct, then his dunya won't become correct, his akhirat won't become correct. So this is the foundation, the basis, that a person's deen must be correct. And that is why Rasulullah emphasized, Allahumma aslih li deeni. In the ayat quoted, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa hu mu'min. Again, deen comes first. That person who does good deeds, he has iman, be he male, female. Then Allah says, فَلَنُحْيَنُهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah blesses them with a beautiful life in this world, and Allah rewards him in the akhirah. If you look at the other verse, فَمِنْهُمَّ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Again, when ulama say give me good in this world, we are talking about the deen to become right. And then of course, our dunya and akhirat, which is our final abode. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us a way to improve our lives. First of all, our deen. Our intention has to be correct. We must have ikhlas in whatever we do. And this is the fundamental thing. We do so many things, so many rituals, performing our salah, go for hajj, umrah, zakat. But our niyat is not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? The entire action that we have performed then becomes naught, zero, nil. Great sacrifice. We are performing 5 daily salat. The men folk in the masjid with jamaat, women folk at home. Our correct niyat must be that we are reading for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the command of my Allah. And we are following the sunnah, the ittiba of Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he showed us to perform our salat. That is how we are going to do it. So, if there is a deficiency in our salat, or any other ibadah, any other faraid, whether it is sawm, whether it is fasting, zakat, hajj, then we need to improve. Allahumma aslih li deeni. Wallah, you help me, you reform, you correct, you better this deen for me. See, alhamdulillah, we are coming for majlises, we are hearing many other bayans, we go for other programs, other majlises. But until and unless we ourselves, we don't make that firm niyat. And this is the niyat we should make at this very moment. Wallah, you help me to make islah of my deen, then dunya and akhirat. Until we don't do this. And it's not just a niyat, it goes beyond the intention. Most of us, Allah forgive us because of our weaknesses. We listen to the bayan, and that's the end of it. We might say, good bayan, whatever it is. And after that, do we sit back and reflect and take lessons from what we heard to improve our life? So our deen, our salat, our women folk at home also, those who are listening, let us try and improve our salat. It's not just being hasty, rushing through our salat, that khushu, khudu, that muraqabah of ihsan, that my Allah, an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarahu fa'innahu yaraq. The sifat of ihsan, that you're worshipping Allah, not only salat, whatever acts of ibadah you are doing, as though you are seeing Allah. If you can't get this feeling, then remember Allah is watching you. The moment we do this, then our Subhana Rabbi al-Azim has some other feeling. When you go into sujood before Allah, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, we are taking with love, with consciousness. Now our niyat is correct. We're standing before Allah. We are improving, making islah of our salat. Like that our zakat, our hajj, umrah, whatever it is, our roza, our tilawat of the Quran, our dhikrullah, our muamala, our dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often we are performing our salat, mashallah. But when it comes to taqwa, very easily we falter, very easily we slip, we fall into sins. We don't have any pain in our heart. We're not conscious that that time my Allah is watching me, we're doing that backdoor deal. We're selling haram goods. Our life has become only centered around interest. Our businesses are thriving on interest, riba. Years have gone by until we don't see Allahumma aslih li, and not just say it and intend, but make the correct necessary efforts. Genuinely. That Allah, I do not want to have any more riba in my business. There have been so many people. When they made this firm intention, and even if they suffered an initial outward loss, but they were strong, they were determined, they wanted to live a pure life, and their income must be absolutely halal. So they went through some difficulty initially, but then Allah gave them such an opening. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Because they please Allah, Allah gave them barakah in their business. Now they are able to sleep peacefully at night. If you stole somebody's property, how are you going to sleep with peace at night? So we make islah. We have to make amends. First, our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqwa we have. Istiqamat on deen. We try, we are human beings, we must make mistakes. Allah protect us. Sometimes it's a big mistake, a big blunder. Whether you're alim or whatever you may be. Allah protect us in this zamana that we are living through. Unfortunately, great, great people slip. That is why I always make dua. Allah protect me and then protect all of you. And I request you also to make dua for us. Allah make our sattari. Allah forgive us. Allah help us. Allah guide us. We are living in terrible environments. It is very easy a person for him to slip, whether he has knowledge or no knowledge. So we're trying to rectify, beautify our mu'amalat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then with people, the manner in which we talk to people, the manner in which we conduct our lives at home. How many people have problems at home? Why? Just because they do not know how to talk to their spouse. Petty things, insignificant things, mundane things. We have an argument. It is our pride, our anger that gets the better of us. We show our force, our authority, our power over that wife of ours. Sometimes the wife is abused. Physically she's abused. She's tormented, ridiculed. How are we going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahumma aslihli deeni. Allah, rectify, reform my deen. So if once the deen comes right, that is the fundamental thing, that my deen, my mu'amalat, my mu'ashara, my conduct in society, my dealings with people, first of all, my dealings with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have not paid zakat for many years, now I must sit down, go to the mufti and calculate all the years I did not pay zakat. They will work it out for us. How many a person has till today not paid of inheritance of heirs, rightful heirs? Some of them passed away, their children then grew up, they were supposed to get the money till today. Yet mashallah, outwardly the person has got a big beard, mashallah, looks very pious, but he has taken away, usurped the right of his brother, sister, uncle, aunt, whoever it is. Business partners. So when are we going to make this islah? Remember, time is running out. Our lives are coming to an end. Qiyamah is drawing closer and closer and closer. We will hear bayans, and as I say, we will just say, mashallah, good bayan, and it's all over. We have to sit, ponder, myself first, wallahi al-azim, the entire day I've been thinking. We need to try and better, when we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah knows best. And are we going to meet Allah in a good condition? That Allah is smiling, Allah is happy with us, and we are smiling at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dunya we may get away. We will take people's money. How many people? Not taking any person's name or mentioning, alhamdulillah, I do not do such things. I'm talking in general, I talk about my own weaknesses. But how often we find the person took people's money and suddenly he disappears. People have given money for Hajj. The person disappears. Hajj, his life savings. So we have to reform ourselves. Go to the person, make amends. Then Rasulullah says, Aslihli. So, Allahumma aslihli deeni alladhi huwa ismatu amri. Oh Allah, rectify my deen, which is the protection. Ismat means protection of all my affairs. You know, say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once tells Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Fatima, oh Fatima, ma yamna'uki, what's stopping you from reading this dua that I am teaching you? What is the dua? And we did this before. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. And we discuss حي and قيوم, the صفات of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all living, Allah is self-subsistent, Allah does not require any person's assistance to be حي and to be قيوم and self-subsistent or to exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is samad, He does not require any person, He's independent. Everybody requires and depends upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is now showing his need. Allah, the person, the banda is showing his ajizi, his weakness. Oh Allah, aslih li sha'ni kullah. You rectify all my matters. Do not entrust me to myself because I am helpless, hopeless. Do not entrust me to any of your makhluq. Allah, you help me, you guide me. Bi rahmatika astaghith. I'm asking you for your help, your mercy. So this is
the concern for making Islah of all our matters. Who's teaching this? Rasulullah SAW. To who? His beloved Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and his daughter. Wa aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi. Allah hasn't forgotten us. Forgotten that we are in dunya. Quran says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. This is various tafsir. And do not forget your portion of dunya. In other words, this dunya that we have, it should be utilized correctly, attained, earned correctly, and used for the akhirat. Because I said, akhirat is our ultimate abode. So we have to survive in this dunya, and we have to earn in this dunya, we have to live in this dunya. Hadith of Rasulullah says, مَنْ طَلَبَ حَلَالًا استعفافاً عن المسألة سعياً على أهله تعطفاً على جاره. Person who seeks halal and he does it, why? He does not want to beg from people. استعفافاً عن المسألة. He goes out, he earns halal. He does not wait for a hamper or somebody to give him some money or to pay this or pay that for him. He makes an effort. Yes, there are people, widows, bichara, who have nobody to help them. That's a different masala. Oh, no. We're talking about us generally. So the person is going out to earn halal. And he's doing it so that he doesn't beg from people. Then he's making an effort. The niyat is to make an effort to provide food for his wife, for his children. Sa'yan ala ahlihi. And also ta'atufan, he's showing affection, love and muhabbat for his neighbors. So what he earns, he's sharing also some part of it to his neighbors. This is our deen. لَقِيَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah. Wajhu, and his face will be like the 14th full moon. Shining. That is how he'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has kept us in this dunya. Nobody is saying you have to divorce the dunya in such a way that now you must sit and wait for people to feed you. No. Allah has kept this nizam that whilst you're in the dunya, whilst you will earn halal, and you make an effort in this dunya, you look after people, the poor, the needy, the family, etc. But your focus is akhirah. Greed must not come in. Therefore, aslih li dunyaya. Wallah, my dunya is in a mess. My dunya, my business dealings were not right. If you look at all my books, everything is upside down. We go to the accountant, the auditor, and he puts everything right for us. Time has come now when we go and say, I have done all this wrong. I need to rectify, put my balance sheet correct before I meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is making my dunya correct. In dunya, we have, of course, homes that we live in. So Allah, make my home also the environment of deen. Sometimes you do not know whether it's a Muslim home or a non-Muslim home. There must be an environment of deen, of iman. Any person who comes in must feel good. He must feel the noor in that place. Sometimes people come to the madrasa or wherever it is. And you can see the person has come from dunya, busy with so much of worries. And he just wishes to stay for longer. He says, I'm feeling so nice, so much of peace here. So our homes, when they become a dini home, an imani home, then we will find barakah. There will be less fighting, less quarreling. The children will be more polite and they'll obedient to us. So that's also an important thing. Oh Allah, make my wife and my children, Ya Allah, you make it such that, Ya Allah, you reform them also. Ya Allah, reform my husband. The wife will make the dua. Ya Allah, my husband is abusive. Or he's taking drugs. Or he's not even fulfilling my rights. He's making me live a life of misery. Ya Allah, you make his islah. So Allahumma aslih li dunyaya, in my dunya, meaning my husband or my wife, my children. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the 26th para surah Al-Ahqaf, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Allah, grant me the tawfiq of making shukr for all the bounties you have given my parents and myself. And Allah, give me the tawfiq of doing good deeds. And وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Few words, three words. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Four words. And this is the dua we should make for our children. If some person is suffering because of his children, how often you find that the parents' life have become miserable. Why? Because of the son and daughter. Disobedient. Living a life of filth. Imagine that parent who wakes up at night and goes when he's going to the bathroom and he sees the door of his child open and this child in sajda making Subhan Rabbi Al-A'la and making dua. Or your daughter is reading Quran. Or she talks to you with such love and such kindness. Where is that in our wujud today? Go back 50, 60, 70 years and how the environment in the home was. Then we saw barakah. So, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي Ya Allah, and make correct for me. As the Thani Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, mere nafa' for my benefit in my dunya and my akhirat. Correct my children. Ulama have explained, Allah make them pious. اِجْعَلْهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Make them pious. So if the children are going to be pious, then they'll benefit me in my dunya also and akhirat. When I leave this world, my son will send Isa alayhi sawab for me. He won't forget me. There is a story that goes, and I mentioned previously also, it's not in the hadith, in some book kitabs that have been mentioned, that one person saw a dream. In the dream he sees the souls in the qabrastan. It's the evening and all the souls come right till the end of the qabrastan, waiting to get something. And they all go out stretching their hands, but they come back empty. Besides, one mother, she gets a silver tree full of nekis. And she's delighted and she comes back. She's so happy. So in the dream, this person asks, on account of what are you getting this? She says, my son is a hafiz of Quran. And he's a certain stall. He's got a shop there. And he always reads Quran. He sends the sawab for me. So this person wakes up in the morning and he goes. And exactly what he saw in the dream, he sees this boy, youngster, reading Quran. And some time back, later, he sees the dream that this, the deceased, all this arwah are coming. And they're waiting for some deeds. But this time, even the mother goes back without any tree. So he becomes angry that now this youngster, he's no more reading Quran for his mother. He goes, he inquires, where is that youngster? They said he also passed away. So send Isa alayhi sawab. So that is why when you have a pious child, waladun salih, yad'u lahu, he'll make dua for the parent. Pious daughter, she'll make dua for the parent. And make them, waja'alhum abraran. Abraran means make them obedient to us. Make my son show me respect. Make my daughter show me respect. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ How often we all make this slip. We become angry. We try to explain something to the parent, not realizing that we are going beyond alif and fa. We are scolding them. So do not rebuke them. Do not hurt our parents. Show kindness. So make my children obedient to me, O my Allah. And they must be, of course, obedient and follow you, O Allah. Make them اُجْعَلْهُمْ هُدَاتًا Make them guides. Lil imani big, so people bring iman in you, O Allah. Subhanallah. My children must become an asset for me. That they must become da'is and hadis to entire mankind. That they become the means of others coming to the fold of Islam. O Allah, protect them from shaitan. Ihfazhum min ash-shaitan. And also protect them from the hawa of the nafs. From the evil desires. What a beautiful explanation on just وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي Then, Wallah, make my children also be right for my sake and of course for their sake. Then we make, Ya Allah, Islah. Ya Allah, I must have improvement in my physical self, my body, my health. My health must improve. My house must improve. My neighbors, I must have good neighbors. The neighbors are rowdy, they are troubling, you give me takrif all the time. Wallah, aslih li fi dunyaya. Make my dunya better for me. And the purpose of all this, when Allah gives a person sihat, Allah gives him free time, Allah gives him wealth, all this is to be used in the dunya, but the purpose is for the akhirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathiru minan nas as-sihatu wal-faraq. There are two bounties, two favors, that most people have become deluded and deceived regarding these two things. We take it for granted. What is it? As-siha, good health. So when you have good health, what are we supposed to be doing? Good deeds to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Store for the akhirat. But we say tomorrow, I'm fine now, I've got good health. I'll see. Suddenly the person is afflicted with sickness, may Allah protect us. Then what happens? Now the tamanna, now the desire to do some good deed, but the person has got no health, no good health. And faragh, you've got free time. Before you become preoccupied, you have the time. Spend it in the dunya for the akhirat. There are so many avenues in which a person can spend his wealth, his money, himself, etc., use his family to gain palaces in the akhirat. So, أصلح لي دنياي التي فيها معاشي والله. Make correct my dunya in which is my livelihood, معاش. وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها معادي. والله, make my akhirat better for me, which is my place of return, معاد. We all came from Jannat, we are going back to Jannat. That's our ma'ad, place of return. And what is the meaning of this? Husnul Khatama. When we leave this world, wallah, help me to relieve this world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I must leave this world with iman. At that time, at the time of maut, inshallah some other time we'll explain more on maut, but at the time shaitan comes with all his vigor and strength. And he tries to entice you and mislead you at that point to embrace some other faith. He tries to take your iman away. But if the person had was strong on deen, he had istiqamat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then at the time of death, ulama have mentioned this verse, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels of mercy come down, they descend. And they come and aid and support and protect this person. Allah تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear of what's going to happen in front of maut and qabr and akhirat. And don't grieve about your children. Allah will take care of your wife and your children. And they will drive away the shayateen. They will push away the shayateen. And they'll give this person glad tidings of Jannah. So, sometimes a person is going through misery in this world. Pain, suffering. Therefore, after that, Rasul says, or before that, before they explain this, وَجَعَلِّي حَيَاةً زِيَادَةً لِي فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Wallah, this life I have got. This life I've got. Make it be something that I will spend more and it will become better for me. زِيَادَةً لِي فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. All good, it must be better, extra, surplus for me in all good. In other words, the life you have given me, the life. I must spend my life correctly in all good, in all khair. It must be ziyada in khair, abundance in khair. It must not be such that I spend all my entire life only in acquiring dunya, only in filth, in haram. It must be done to attain your pleasure. So the same thing now, the ending, conclusion of this dua, this is what Rasulullah said. Wallah, make my living in this world an increase in every good. And therefore in one hadith Rasul says, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ. Who's the best of mankind? مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. Whoever has given a long lifespan and his actions are good as well. You can have a long life, but your actions are all filthy and haram. Then there is no success for that. But if you had a long life compared to a person who had a shorter life, then you had more chances and opportunities to gain more and more good deeds. And therefore, your rank in Jannah will be higher and higher. You have more chance to make amends, make tawbah, istighfar. You live for a short while, then your chances were limited. But you had a longer lifespan. Therefore, some said, he is the best of people. And then, وَجَعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرْ. Wallah, make maut be a means of peace for me from every evil. People go through trials and tribulations. So the person not asking for death. But as it make maut, whenever it's going to come, a means of raha, peace of mind for me. Rasulullah saw two janazas going past. He saw a janazah going past, and he said, this janazah is mustarihun wa mustarahun minhu. It's either this dead person, this deceased, has got now peace and comfort from min nasabi dunya wa tahabiha, from the toils and exhaustion wa adaha and pain and suffering of this dunya. Simple person, Allah give all those people who are sick, give them complete shifa. The person who got cancer, whatever heart problem, whatever it is, and the person is going through great pains. But when maut comes, then the person gets rahat now. Or a person is suffering some financial problem, or somebody is giving him taklif, or he's unable to practice his deen because in such a country, such a place, where he's not allowed to practice Islam. Or there are various type of other trials and tribulations. So when maut comes, it is a relief for him from all evil. from all pain, suffering, torture. People in Gaza, what are they going through? Persecution. So when maut comes, it is a rahat for them. So Rasul said, this person, either he's got rahat, or mustarahum minhu, or others have got peace from him. You see, good riddance, good, he's gone now. Their wife is happy. What a miserable life I led. Oh, the husband is happy. Oh, the entire life was only a life of suffering because of her. Children also, they don't want to see, they don't want to come to the father's janazah because they went through pain and suffering. Allah forgive us. Allah help us to forgive our parents, our elders. But when people go through all this, the person says, hey, good, he's gone. How nice if when we leave this world, people miss us. And they talk good about us. And we leave behind a legacy. And our family also, they miss us. We find so many people, the person, an old lady passed away, old man, in the 90s, and their own children are old themselves. But the old father, the son who remains behind, he's crying at the demise of his mother. Why? Because the mother was a good mother. They had a good bond, good relationship. So as parents, how we should be treating our children. So when we leave this world, they're making dua for us. And children also, we have to understand that we have to look after the rights of our parents. So Rasulullah mentioned this, وَجَعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. And Allah, make maut for me a raha, peace of comfort from all type of evil, pain, suffering. So this is a dua we did today. Again, islah, to rectify our lives. First, our deen. Make sure our deen is all up to date, to the best of our ability. There will be some deficiencies, shortcomings. We are human beings. Nobody is perfect. The speaker has got more deficiencies than those who are listening. And this is the truth. But we must be cautious, aware, try, make an effort, make a sacrifice. We cannot just sit back, expect everything to happen. My business must come right, my wife must come right, my children must come right, everybody must respect me, everybody must love me, when I haven't have shown real love to my Allah. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. It is a saying, according to most of the muhaddithin, of the pious salaf salihin, that person who makes correct, he is dealing with himself and his Allah, then Allah will make correct his affairs with this himself and his Allah's makhluk. If you please Allah, Allah will put love in the hearts of people for you. Your wife will love you, the husband will love you, your children will love you, your parents, family, brothers, siblings, your partners, your friends, your colleagues, the ummah at large. But the moment our muamala with Allah is garbar, we falter, we don't have that strong connection, and everything else just falls. So Allah grant me tawfiq also first of making islah of myself in the correct way. The road showed to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, Salafi Salihin, they showed us how to make islah. The Thani rahmatullahi alayhi was a specialist in this. Specialist. Every small thing which you and I would just regard to be insignificant, Hazrat Thani Ramadullah showed so much importance. Why? It affected the deen of the person. Or it affected the dunya of the person. Or it affected the akhirat of the person. Even one statement a person makes, how it can affect our akhirat. We might be saying it in a joke, but it can even either take us to the bottom, to the ebbs of Jahannam. Or we said something, and even if we said it lightheartedly, but it was so important, and it changed the person's life, it can take us to the heights of in Jannah. So what we see, what we speak, how we conduct ourselves, islah is required. In all these things, Allah is the one who gives islah. Allah is the one who helps us, but we have to be determined and turn to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin, wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, faghfir lana wa tub alayna, faghfir lana ma qaddamna, wa ma akharna, wa ma asrarna, wa ma a'lanna, anta al-muqaddimu, anta المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله forgive us all of us يا الله يا الله هم بڑے گنہگار ہیں يا الله يا الله ہم خطا کار ہیں يا الله we have committed too many sins يا الله Ya Allah, maut is coming closer and closer. Only you know when maut will strike, my Allah. Qiyamah is drawing closer also, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut strikes, before Qiyamah takes place, Ya Allah, help us to rectify, reform ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to rectify our deen, Ya Allah. Our dunya and our akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us spend our time in this dunya correctly, Ya Allah. Make it be a ziyadatan lana fi kulli khair. Ya Allah, when maut comes, make us be ready for maut, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavy with sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Make it be shining and bright again, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the stains, the stubborn stains of sin from it, my Allah. Help us to make your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us your special mercies, my Allah. Your special kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to make tazkiyah for ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, it can only happen with your help, my Allah. Your mashiyat, Ya Allah, your fadl and karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Every person listening to this program, our brothers in the masjid have raised their hands, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters and others at home have raised their hands, Ya Allah, different parts of the world, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, Ya Allah, we have hopes only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our worries, our distress, our hardships, our calamities, musibat, whatever, Ya Allah, has come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is some physical ailment, my Allah, some spiritual ailment, my Allah, some social, some financial, my Allah. Ya Allah, psychological, whatever it may be, Ya Allah, you are well aware. Ya Allah, nothing can be hidden from you, my Allah. And you are most powerful. لا يعجزك شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Nothing can make you helpless, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. The so-called superpowers of this world are nothing, Ya Allah. They are not, my Allah. You are Akbar, Ya Allah. You are Qadir, Muqtadir, my Allah. Ya Jabbar, Ya Mutakabbir, Ya Malik, Ya Aziz, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. You've got such beautiful names, my Allah. Such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarrina idha da'uk. Rahman dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of making your dhikr and tilawat of the Qur'an. The sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah. Young and old, Ya Allah. Brothers, sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hand, my Allah. Nothing in the world is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown us in this history of this dunya, Ya Allah, so many things that seem impossible for man to achieve, Ya Allah, how you made it possible, my Allah. Grant all those who are not well, give them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, even if doctors have lost hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us become muhtaj on your makhluk, my Allah. Provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, when our time comes, my Allah, you know best, but let us make us be prepared for the time, Ya Allah. In such a condition that, Ya Allah, you must be so happy with us, so happy, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, Baryun Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, the Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Allah make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Allah jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal ho, unki pareshani dur farma. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, ya Allah, in Gaza, in other war-torn countries, ya Allah, where they're being persecuted, ya where they're being oppressed, my Allah. Allah, remove the oppression, ya Allah. Remove the pain and suffering. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. May Allah protect all of us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasireen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you, ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Ya Allah, make the ishtima success, ya Allah. The ishtima is taking place this weekend, may Allah. Make it be kamiyab, ya Allah. Make it be a means of hidayat, ya Allah. A means of our Islam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat in whatever good works that is taking place, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, sincerity. Make us do it only for your pleasure, my Allah. Hazirin ghaibin sabki dua qabul farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, there's so many young, ya Allah, boys and girls of marriageable age, ya Allah, they've requested duas, ya Allah, find them suitable partners, ya Allah. They do not want to live a life of filth, ya Allah, and zina, ya Allah. Help them to make islah their lives, ya Allah. Protect us from zina and all filth. Ya Allah, give us a pure and hayat and tayyiba, ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'aleem wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.